Hello and welcome to Pain and Fromage, an occasional podcast about an ordinary middle-aged bloke and his cycling adventures. Hi everyone, welcome to my latest episode of Pain and Fromage, my cycling podcast from blaggers.blog. What a fantastic day it is today. I've just arrived in Dawlish. I've just jumped off the train and it's my last training day before I head for Paris for my big cycling trip with my friend Graham. 3 weeks away yet, but due to a combination of work, half-term, family stuff, this is actually the last day that I can get out and actually have a proper ride. So I've got a big plan for today. I've got my Peugeot out. I've got all of the kit that I'm going to be taking to France, I think, thereabouts. And I'm going to do a 150-kilometre route from here in Dawlish up through Exeter and onto the edge of Exmoor, where I'm going to go through Bampton, Wivliscombe and Wellington, and then turn back round again, come back down through Broadclist and back down to Dawlish. So quite a big day out planned. It would be a good test for my gear and my setup and my legs, and obviously getting used to the weight of a touring bicycle, which is quite different to handle to a normal road bike. All the weight's obviously on the back, so it affects your braking and your handling around corners and all that kind of stuff. So a lot of that to get used to. And obviously the reduced speed. 150 kilometres, I think if I do it in 8 hours, I'll be doing pretty well. So I'm targeting an 8 p.m. finish tonight, which doesn't leave much time for stops or coffees or pints. But if I can keep a constant speed going throughout the day, I think that's pretty manageable. So Graham and I will be podcasting hopefully daily as we go on the road from Paris to Nice. So as a little bit of practice, I thought I would record a couple of sections as I go today. And when I get home, we'll try and knit them together with my son Freddie, who is going to be our podcast producer. And hopefully I'll have a little podcast of the day. So without any further ado, I'm going to get out into this glorious sunshine and head up the X estuary towards Exeter. Well, I'm on the X estuary now, cycling straight into a northerly. I don't know how well you'll be able to hear me on this, but when it blows here, it really, really blows. And I'd rather be doing this bit while I'm still feeling fit and fresh. At the end of the day, hopefully I'll have this behind me and it'll push me all on the last 30 kilometres or so. Just taking a quick stop at the village of Bampton, 57 kilometres in and just under 3 hours ridden, so I'm doing okay at the moment, but just under 20 kilometres an hour average speed, which isn't bad with all the weight. Since I left Exeter, I've been riding up the A396, which is the main road that connects Exeter with North Devon, so I've travelled through Tiverton, mainly following the River Ex right the way through, and we've just come to the bit at a pub called the Exeter Inn, where the main road turns off towards Minehead, and the roads get a little bit quieter now as I approach Exmoor. I've been cycling into a wind right the way through. It's been quite hard work at times. It's been blowing straight down the valley, straight into my face. And it's been quite tiring. I don't mind saying it's been fairly hard work at times. But like I say, I'm doing pretty well. The last time I was here was quite a windy day as well. Just to segue into something completely different. I have been through Bampton once before on my bike, and it was on my first ever Audax. It was an Audax called Breakfast in Bampton, organised by a lovely lady called Sarah, who organises quite a few long distance rides around Exeter and Cranbrook, she often starts the routes from. And it was my first ever Audax, and I was struggling to remember whether there was a hurricane coming in or whether there was a hurricane the night before. But either way, it was super blowy, it was getting worse through the day. There was a northerly wind and it was absolutely lashing down with rain. And there were supposed to be 120, 130 starters, and 11 of us showed up and only 9 of us managed to complete. So not that these things are races or that you should really like count how soon you got in, but I was actually the third one in on that Audax. And I have to mention that just because that's never likely to happen again unless there's a field of 3. So yeah, sitting in the sun, reminiscing, and back on the bike shortly. After this, I've got some of the bigger climbs to do. So it's not a very hilly day today, but I just skirt around the bottom of Exmoor, so I've got climbs around kind of Wivelicombe and that kind of an area. So a little bit more testing in the next 20 or 30 kilometres, but once I get down to Wellington, the road soon flattens out again, and I'll be whizzing south with the wind at my back, I hope. Okay, more later. Well, hello again. Another quick update from the road. I'm halfway through the ride now, 75 kilometres. I am on top of a hill just outside Wivelicombe, which I realise may not be pronounced Wivelicombe. It could be called Wilscombe or Wivelscombe or any variety. But that's what I'm calling it, Wivelicombe. Anyway, I'm a couple of miles out of there, going over the hill towards Wellington. So I think it's my longest and highest point of the day, which has been great to get over to the top of. And I was looking for somewhere nice to sit, maybe with a bench, just to have my bottle of Lucozade and a bag of crisps, but I couldn't find anywhere, and I've ended up just sitting at a crossroads on the entrance to a farmer's field, which is actually quite nice sitting in the sun. Occasional cars going past, just said hello to another cyclist. Just enjoying the day now. The wind has made today quite hard work. I've been riding north into quite a stiff breeze. But I've turned the corner now. It's a bit of a crosswind. And when I get to Wellington, I will be turning south. And then hopefully I'll have the wind at my back again. Traffic. So that little succession of cars come out of the junction there. Yeah, so when I get to Wellington, I'll be turning south and I'll have the wind at my back, and hopefully I should pick up a bit more speed. I'm doing okay at the moment though. I'm 4 hours in, I'm halfway there, so just under 20 kilometres an hour. And although I felt sluggish today, I think that's to be expected. I think I'm quite harsh on myself sometimes. My kit is very heavy. It makes climbing in particular difficult because obviously the extra load. And I find it very difficult to pedal out of the saddle, which when I'm going uphill I rely on quite a lot. But with the bags the way they are, it feels very unbalanced, and as soon as I get out of the saddle I'm concentrating more on balancing than I am actually putting any power in. So I can't really jump out of the saddle and ride. It's a very consistent pace that I'm having to ride, and just having to use my gear as well and just spin and spin and spin, which feels a bit unnatural to me, but I'm getting used to it. Just enjoying my bottle of Lucozade in the sun, and I'm going to get moving in a minute and back to Wellington, and hopefully, as I say, I'll pick up a bit of speed back down towards Exeter. Well, just a quick summary of the day. I'm at 140 kilometres now. I've made it as far as the Turf Hotel, and I've got about half an hour to make the last 10 kilometres down to Dorley. So I've got a bit of a time trial to finish my day, which should be quite fun. It's been really good. The road down from Exmoor was fine. It was quite a big, busy road. The Exmoor section was beautiful. I only skirted the edge of Exmoor itself. But you just got a glimpse of how beautiful it is up there, and the rolling hills and all that kind of stuff, and a couple of, you know, short and not too taxing but interesting climbs. And that bit was over all too soon, really, and I was soon rolling back down towards Exeter on busy roads, some of which were okay, but some of which, I mean, the section between Cullumpton and Broadcliffe was absolutely awful. I mean, you know, it was like the surface of the moon. Absolutely terrible, with big lorries whizzing by and all that kind of stuff, but I survived. Yeah, it's been really good. And so I stopped for a pint in the Prospect, got chatting to a Swedish lady who appeared to be allergic to her Pimm's and lemonade, really swift pint just to get my energy back, and then back on the road. And so I'm feeling pretty good about France now. I think it's been quite a lot to take in. Trying to imagine what riding with all the gear would feel like and all of that kind of stuff. And I've really needed a bit of a confidence boost. I know deep inside that I'm fit enough to do the challenge. And I know that I've got a good mate who's going to be supportive and all the rest of it. And just going out today and having all the gear and testing the bike out. Nothing too serious. You know, it's been a fairly modest ride today, 150 kilometres, but not a huge amount of climbing. And I feel good. And I've got to whiz home and get a Chinese. And so I'm going to leave you here, towards the mouth of the X, outside the Turf Hotel, which I think is relaunching perhaps even this weekend. Sun's going down over, I guess, Okehampton Way to the east. And the light's beautiful on the River X. So I'm going to leave it there and get motoring for my Chinese. If you've enjoyed this, please don't forget to like and subscribe to the podcast and also to the website, which is www.blaggers.blog. Hey, all right. Fit person whizzing by. Graham and I will be trying to do a daily podcast. We hope to do a podcast every day from Paris-Nice. On that journey, which is in just 3 weeks' time, and we'll have a daily blog as well. So if you can, it would be great if you could subscribe to the blog. Just enter your email address and you'll get an email every time that we update. And the podcast will be on Spotify Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, all the rest of it. You can find it direct on the website. And I hope you've enjoyed this. It's been a great day. Okay, see you soon. Thanks very much for listening to this podcast, and congratulations on making it this far. If you want to hear more, then please don't forget to like and subscribe. You can also take a look at some of my written work and photography on my blog website, www.blaggers.blog. Theme music kindly provided by Abydos Music. For royalty-free music, check them out at www.abydos-music.fr. Thanks again for listening to Pain and Fromage!